now is my next guest, Suzanne Mercier. She is the founder and CEO of Purpose to Profit, an expert on imposter syndrome. That sounds interesting. And she asks the question, do we recognise our own value? Very interesting indeed. Good afternoon to you, Suzanne.
Good afternoon, Jenny. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. There's so many hats that you wear. Goodness, I couldn't quite work out. It does get a wee bit confusing, but first of all, I guess purpose to profit, if you could tell us a wee bit about that.
Yes, I've been working in the space of purpose for quite some time, and interestingly enough, they're actually related. So purpose is about finding the reason that we're doing something. So I work mostly in business, and when I work with business, I help them understand why are they in business, what's the service that they're delivering, how are they making a difference, and what's the legacy that they're leaving. And most businesses will actually focus on the dollars, but if they focus on purpose and how they're being of service, the dollars actually follow.
Oh, that does make a lot of sense. The interesting thing here, though, that you pointed out is that women, this is scary. It's estimated another 217 years until women have pay equity. My gosh, are you kidding?
I don't know how they figured that out, but yes, I think they're making very slow progress.
I think so.
Yeah, I know. I think we were hoping that things like the Male Champions of Change and those sorts of initiatives would make a difference. And they certainly have raised awareness. But I think there's kind of like a burnout on behalf of some of the men thinking, seriously, it's not that big a problem. And a lot of us don't necessarily know how to tackle it. So, yeah, I think it's an ongoing issue that I think is a societal problem. And that's kind of why I've stepped back and taken a bit more of a societal view of it just lately and sort of asking some questions about do we not value ourselves to start off with? So, it's an interesting area.
It's really interesting. I mean, I don't know that, I might be wrong here, I don't know that men hesitate to discuss salary packaging with their employer, whereas women, I think sometimes, only sometimes, feel a little grateful to have been employed at a certain age.
Yes, another way to say that is, at a certain age, yes, I just picked up on that then, yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I think anyway, I think that we get paid in different currencies, and many of us, we really, really appreciate being appreciated, we appreciate being heard, we appreciate the opportunity to share something. And so money is not the only way that we get paid. And I think we have to watch that we're not giving away too much for the sake of the other currencies.
How can we change that?
I think recognizing, first of all, there's no such thing as perfection. And many of us, you've probably heard those stories of when we go for job interviews, we think that we should have 11 out of 10 competencies. Whereas a lot of the men think if they've got 4 out of 10, the company's lucky to have them. I think that if we could change that and start to see that it's a suggestion, not necessarily, you know, a full checklist that we have to complete before we can walk through the door, that would certainly help. I think if we let ourselves off the hook a little bit in terms of needing to be perfect in all the different roles that we play, because many of us do have so many different roles, childcare, elder care, friend, worker, all those sorts of things, our roles that, and housekeeper are all the roles that many women play. So if we let ourselves off the hook and say, look, how about we just do them well or ask for help, let alone, sort of do them all ourselves, then that certainly would take some of the pressure off us. I think that that whole perfection thing is a real problem. But I think also, as a society, I think we need to start recognising some of the roles that primarily women play, but also some men as well, when they take the parenting role, where there is very little value in our economy given to such things as having children, raising children, educating them, those sorts of areas. And I think that has a knock-on effect in our businesses, because after all, they reflect society. So I think if we start to recognise in some way the value of those sorts of activities, then I think we'll be having a very different conversation.
You know, equality has been the discussion for many decades now, and I thought we were progressing quite a lot. But you know what? I've often had a bit of a theory about men in the workforce and women coming in as an equal and that sort of thing. I'm not saying they put you down or anything like that, but it's especially if you're a mum, they tend to look at women as mums, you know, and it takes the sexiness out of everything, you know. They, you know.
Yes, I do know.
Yeah, and they feel that a woman still has to be pampered a little bit, perhaps, and made allowances for. And you do get the boys' club in a lot of businesses. There's no two ways about that. The boys have the jokes, and a female on the staff feels a little bit intimidated in breaking into the conversation.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and I don't think we have the same humour. Clearly, it's often the humour is about us, so
it's
a bit hard for us to see it the same way. It is a very interesting question. I think we're a very confused society at the moment, and people ask me what I think of the Me Too movement, and I think that there were some important things that had to be said, but I also think that the men are very confused about what's going on and how women want to be treated. But I think also, coming back to what you said about men looking at women as mums, there are some quite significant pieces of research, and I've got some research myself that says that a lot of women look at other women that way as well. So it's not just the men. It's like, well, you know, I'm here committing to a career and you're off having part-time, you know, working part-time and taking care of the kids, and you come in and you want me to listen to your stories about the kids. It's horrifying. It really is quite horrifying.
But, you know, men and women are different. We shouldn't feel bad about being female. I mean, we contribute different things, and we're all trying too hard at the moment, young girls particularly, to be like blokes. You know, you don't have to do that. Men are men and women are women.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right, Jenny, but the challenge is that the men have the playing field in the business environment, so often to play, you have to play by the rules before you can change them. So I think, I'm hoping it's a transition. I'm hoping that the more women that we get into organisations at more senior levels are able to influence, and I know there's a tipping point of, I think, 3 women at more senior level who actually then have each other to hold each other's backs, if you know what I mean, and then they can start making some differences. But yeah, I think we are different. And what's interesting is that the research around leadership at the moment is saying that the qualities that predominantly women bring, such as the nurturing, the caring, the guiding, the supporting, the developing of key people who have high potential inside organisations, that's where leadership is falling down at the moment. And yet the women could help step in and bring that to the table, as well as the stronger decision making that supposedly men have. I think it's about merging and blending and coming together and creating a more holistic leadership experience.
Yes, that's the ideal, that is for certain. I don't know about waiting 217 years and 40 years before we're on the corporate boards, by goodness.
I would agree. Yes, it's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, there's a handful of women out there that are recognised as leaders, and I'm sure in the future we will see a lot more, and they do come across in a very different way.
Yes, which is wonderful. Yeah. I think what we're seeing now is, and I think earlier, a lot of women who wanted to get to the senior levels had to almost become blokes in a skirt if they were, you know, if they were sort of putting the feminine touch on. But essentially, they had to play the game that same way. And I think we are seeing more women bringing their own personal leadership style, which is fabulous. And there's room for both. You know, I mean, really, it's not either or, it's both.
I think it's also important for young women, I've noticed, to remain assertive and stand up for yourself, but don't be aggressive. A lot of young women have become aggressive, and a lot of men don't know how to handle it.
Yes. Well, I mean, I can give you a classic example of that. I was actually travelling home from the airport one day with a heavy suitcase, looking at about 100 stairs coming up from a ferry, and I waited for everybody else to go and thought, well, I'll just do it myself 2 stairs at a time. And this young gentleman hung back, and he came over to me. He was so tentative, and he said, "Can I help you?" And it looked like he was expecting me to jump at him, and I said, "Oh, my goodness, thank you. I'd be so delighted." He said, "Oh, my goodness, thank you." He was so grateful that I hadn't given him a hard time, and I thought, oh, we're doing it wrong, you know. It's not that letting somebody help me takes away from me as an individual or me as a competent human being. It's just, why can't we help each other? I hold the door open for men. I'm sure you do too.
Absolutely right. And I thank someone that does for me at any time.
Yes, me too.
But we're the old school, that's for sure, Suzanne. We go by a little bit by tradition, but we still hold our own, I think, in our chosen careers.
Caring. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, let's speed things up, Suzanne. Get the word out there, will you?
Will do, Jenny. Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you.
You too. Thank you, Suzanne. Suzanne Mercier there, founder and CEO of Purpose to Profit. We love-